It's 8 a.m. Eastern, August the 17th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $23,619. Ethereum is down slightly at $1,864. And Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $310. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, EOS up 18%. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by Watch This. Watch This takes the guesswork out of streaming the best movies and partners with fine artists to put your favorite film posters and a frame on your wall. Buy a fine art print today at watchthiscards.com. The IRS has authorized a California court to serve a John Doe summons to the crypto dealer SFOX to look for possible tax evaders. This move is similar to actions with Kraken and Circle that seem to be a check to determine if customers are properly reporting their taxes. The threshold for the search is $20,000 between 2016 and 2021. IRS Commissioner Chuck Rettig said the tool is to catch tax cheats. The SEC has filed a complaint against Dragon Chain for their unregistered ICO that raised $16.5 million across the past 5 years. The complaint specifies Dragon Chain undertook its distribution of dragons without registering its offers and sales of dragons with the SEC as required by the federal securities laws, and no exemption from this requirement applied. The Seattle-based enterprise blockchain startup developed from a platform that was originally built by the Walt Disney Company in 2014. Well, Crypto.com has registered with the UK financial watchdog and will be allowed to pursue certain to-be-named crypto asset activities. This week, CoinFund has launched a $300 million Web3 fund with an eye on Layer 1 blockchains, gaming, and NFTs. The CoinFund Ventures 1 fund will be an early-stage fund and reportedly is coming at the request of CEOs within the space looking for more cash. Check sizes for CoinFund Ventures 1 investments will range from $6 million to $10 million per company, meaning the fund will possibly back 30 to 40 companies. And finally, the Digital Currency Group is registered as a lobby for the first time. The lobby arm for the VC firm will presumably absorb the $120,000 or so a year that they have been spending with other lobbyists to push their interests in DC. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.